Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. I'll try and add some photos to the show when I get done. I'll take a photo of the things that I'm showing. I've got two items that I want to talk about, and then I have one item that I will do, actually a few items that I want to brag about. Now, if you like me, you like your skincare. You take care of your body, put on your lotions, all that shit. You do your eyebrows. See, you don't know anything about anything, but my biggest piece of advice to you is if you should read your label. Now, this right here, these are one of the things that I look for. It'll say anything that says no. No, and I know the probably not very good because it's the camera. I'll read it off to you. No parabens. Parabens come in under many guises, under many names. If you can't say the word, your body can't process it. Everything you put in your body, on the skin, goes into the bloodstream in 20 seconds. Tar oil. Fucking anything that has a smaller molecule and can be absorbed. It goes in your bloodstream, into your heart, gets pumped through the body. In women, it shows up in your breast milk, your urine, your blood. Anything you can put on. Think about it. You put on shampoos. You put gels on your head. Are you reading those labels? Nobody's reading those labels, right? So parabens, animal testing, that's one of the big things that I'm big about. If it doesn't belong on a rabbit, it don't belong in its eye. Lipstick and all the shit you put in your face, on your face, and your mouth don't belong on bunnies or any sort of anything. Diazolinogenol, urea, it's spelled diaz, D-I-A-Z-O-L-I-D, diolid, diazolidinol, D-I-N-Y-L, urea, U-R-E-A. This is in baby stuff. This is in all kinds of shit. Now, this is just a lotion. Now, this is what it don't have in it. And it comes with many names. They change the names so they can do all kinds of shit, right? So, triethanolamine. That's a long word, right? I could barely say it. Propylene glycol. That's in everything. Phthalates. It's with a pH. And you'll find that in lots of stuff. Color additives, if it says red 40, if it says yellow 5, blue 40, blue 20, red 20, none of that shit belongs in your body. Also, it makes your liver swell, and whatever, if it changes the color of your tongue, and it changes the color of your pee, that means that's what color your fucking liver and kidneys are, because that's what puts stuff out. You filter things just like a pool has a filter. You would have a filter in your fish tank. You have a filter in your air, hopefully, in your vent. That's the same deal. Clams are like the filter of the teeth, or you shouldn't eat them. But the same thing. That's your filter of your body. Silicone. Silicones are a type of plastic. You've seen the little balls. It's the same shit, that silica gel shit that gives you that, like some primers will have that in there. Not good for you. Causes problems. Now, this palette. The reason why I'm bringing this up, a couple years ago when we started the show, we did a bunch of different things, and I was covering different stuff, parts per million of metals allowed in baby food. I was covering this before the news, so I did female products. So I was watching documentaries on Amazon, which I like to do, And I've seen one on, it's called Not So Pretty. I definitely suggest you watch it. There were influencers that were using hair products that they were promoting, getting other people to use, that were causing them problems, and they were trying to get it out there, and the companies were silencing them or saying, yeah, we've tested, blah, 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 this doesn't do this, there's no proof, but there's thousands and thousands upon thousands of people getting affected by this, right? Can't read the ingredients very well on here. I've had this palette for a year. My biggest problem was I buy BH Cosmetics. I buy Il Makiage Cosmetics, stuff like this I buy. And I always read, like, Art Naturals. I read the stuff. This is your serum for nighttime. You got two of them for a day, the hyaluronic acid. You have the vitamin C. As you can see, there's a lot of things that it don't have in it, okay? There's a lot of things that people or companies put in your stuff. Well, I made the mistake by not, I bought this palette off Instagram a year ago. And, you know, I got it when my mom had bought me, take me back to Brazil, which is not just about animals. You know, it has the XYZs of the things that you don't want, and it has all the things that you do want. One of the main ingredients that you don't want to find in your makeup is called talc. Talc is in what? A lot of shit. Shower to shower powder. Guess what's in talc, guys? And it's a mineral that you get from the ground, just like salt. You can't get talc in anything without putting asbestos in it. What does asbestos cause? Mesothelioma. What's mesothelioma? It's a fucking cancer, right? So I've been using it over the past year. I've been having a lot of female problems. Now, you can see which ones that I use, my favorite ones that I like. You can see which ones I use a lot. So my daughter gets into my palette. I try and keep her from putting shit in her mouth, but, she, you know, she's going to put it on her face. She's going to put it in her mouth. She's going to put it on her eyes. This glitter, the glitter parts, I never really use the glitter parts because I don't know about stuff falling in, you know, and for what I'm doing or whatever work, and also you don't want it in your eyes. I never used it, but I would often catch my daughter putting her fingers in it, wiping it on her face, getting it into her mouth. These are big-time problems. Also, you know, the powder when you're blowing it, it's in the air. How many times have you breathed in baby powder in your life? How many times have you breathed in the blush that you put from your makeup out? How many times have you breathed in your makeup at all? So it gets in through the body, through your nose, and it gets deep within your lungs and in the system of the body. It does not come out, and it causes cancer. I often, like, the paint that I have on my eyebrows right now, like, I'm bald right now, and I have no eyebrows. Why is that? Because I have lupus, and sometimes my hair falls out. I also had a 2-foot mohawk. So once you go mohawk and you got to change, shave your head, plus all the stress and stuff that we're going through at the house over here, with all the bullshit that's going on, my eyebrows fell out. Part of my hair fell out. So I said, fuck it, let's shave it. Well, I'm running out of my pink stuff. And my pink stuff that I got, literally, it's just like this. It's got no this, no that, and yes, everything good. So I never had an issue, except it doesn't stay very long on the lips. So I'm always looking for something. You know, I just bought this. Okay, this is made by, it's ColorStay. It's called Satin Ink. I just seen it at the store. And as I said, always looking for something that stays on. Not only is it an awful makeup that gets everywhere, there's nothing that it doesn't get on. And then it doesn't stay on. And it just is messy. It feels good going on, but it's messy. So I put it on my eyebrows. I'm like, well, my other pink stuff's running out. Again, did not read the fucking stuff. Mistake, my own. Well, why is it on the shelves, right? So I put this on my eyebrows. I also used it as a blush because I was messing around changing the way that I apply my stuff. And I generally use this. I use Almay stuff without chemicals in it. But this shit, I went ahead and read the back of this after watching the documentary, and I've seen that it has talc. It also has aluminum in it, and this isn't normal, like regular aluminum or safe aluminum at all. And then there's hundreds of other chemicals in here that actually have been banned in the EU. Now, we've only banned 25 of the 1,200 that EU has banned. So, I mean, that goes to show you. And what was it you said, Mom? in the 90s when you had your boob implants and everything went horribly wrong, said that women, she had silicone breast implants, they went horribly wrong. Women are expendable. They said in court,
they don't put as much money
into research of women. Yes, over time. Mom, I need that light on. Yes. Thank you. So, as my mother just said out loud, the government here does not put any money in cancer research for women, but breast cancer for men? Yes, absolutely. We don't have anyone who gives a shit about this shit, right? So, the lady on the TV, now, she was using makeup and different things. She started having abdomen problems and female problems. It messes with the endocrine system. Getting your nails done messes with your endocrine system. You have to be careful where you go because monomer has a certain kind of chemical that we actually banned, but a lot of nail places still use it. So if you don't know your chem, you don't know your ingredients, you don't know what you're putting on your body, you're not going to go into a nail shop and be like, oh, well, does this have this in it? Yeah, no, you're not going to. You're just going to go get your nails done. So, of course, as you see, I do my nails. I do makeup, all that stuff. Is there organic nails? Yes, there is. We have an organic nail place down the road. Now, what pisses me off here is that I had no idea that every time I put on my makeup. Now, that day I had started putting on the makeup, like the next day, and I was like, you know what? I need to read the back of this while I can. Because I said, I mean, if you look at it, it's really there. First ingredient is talc. When you see an ingredient of something and that's the first fucking ingredient, that means that is the main motherfucking ingredient, and that's mostly what it's made out of, all right? So I noticed over the past year I've been having a lot more female issues, like hurting in my abdomen a lot more. I've been getting a lot more headaches. I was in a car crash, and I was in an attempted kidnapping / murder, blah, 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 but I don't think it's from that because when I used this yesterday, I put it on my eyebrows to see if it would stay on longer than it did my lips, because that's what happened to the other pink shit, because it was called lip stain or lip ink, and it was supposed to be gray, stay on the, no, but it stays on the eyebrows real good. Don't even come off in water. So I really liked it in the fact that it wouldn't hurt me. Again, I didn't read the fucking label on this, and you can, but you got to pull this back, and that means they're going to be smaller than that. So you can't fucking read the ingredients, right? So I was sitting on the couch last night, me and Miss Hillary on the couch or whatever. We're getting ready for nighttime. We're basically passing out. I all of a sudden have all over body pain. I had a headache. I felt weird. I felt dizzy. And lo and behold, what I have on my face, I didn't have any makeup on except for this. I had this on. And I had tried it on my lips. Like 2 days, like the day before, and I had it for 2 days. I decided I didn't like it, so I was like, I'm going to review this, and I'm going to take it back. I don't like it. So it literally caused me harm. Now, this thing has asbestos in it 100%. I bet you it does. You know, they don't have a place to where you can just go and send your makeup. That's just going to cost money. So now I got to look up the company climbing up somebody's ass because I know I've seen people buy this. You know how great this palette is? It's awesome. It's bright. It's like, look at this. Look at that. Bright. Bright colors. Like, this is what you want in a palette. This is what sells. Okay, this is what sold me. All right, look at that. Look at that yellow. Like, seriously. There is, and it's radio. It's reactive to light. So, you know, for me, that was a huge seller. Look at this green. I mean, this green is like it's impossible to really find good makeup sometimes that just it's pigmented like that. But while it's pigmented like it is, this is dangerous. I put this on my kid. Like, she puts it on without my permission, you know, and sometimes I'll be like, okay, come here. I'll put a little, you know, just to make her happy, you know, because she want to watch me do my makeup. She want to, you know, she wants to be like me. I put this on my daughter. Other people, I have suggested this palette to people. No, do not buy this fucking palette. I don't even know the name of it. I know they sell them on Instagram. I know there's Facebook commercials where you see the radioactive chick with the dreads and all this. You've got the club wear going on. She's wearing this shit. That's where this came from. I don't know the name of the people, which shame on me for not fucking knowing, and I bet you this shit came from China. So biggest mistake we make, we trust companies like Revlon, CoverGirl. You know, we're expecting, like, these people here, now this ain't a cheap makeup. Not at all. But I'm going to tell you what, I've been using it, and it doesn't hurt me. But when I introduce something like this to my body, I'm sicker. So, I mean, this is not okay. Claire's makeup, the little kit for girls and shit, of them tested positive for having asbestos. You can't get rid of that cancer. So why is it that this bullshit is on the shelf at Claire's, at the fucking Super Walmart, anywhere, Target? Why the fuck is it on shelf if it's not safe for you to put on your body? It's your shampoos, it's your conditioners, it's your baby shampoos. We don't use Johnson & Johnson. There's a fucking good reason why we don't, because they put this shit in their shit. Well, if you wash your dog with the same shit you wash your hair in, or your body, or kids, that dog, 9 times out of 10, because it happened to us, because there are neurological receptors that in the brain and in the body that are very susceptible to being poisoned. Now, they've got chemicals that are known carcinogens that cause seizures and death in dogs. So why are you putting that on a baby? Anyone paying attention to the infamil shape? I breastfed till my daughter had teeth, and that was only up until 3.5-4 months. She got teeth, it was over. She was biting. Didn't handle it. She didn't get too much infamil, thank God. But I did a fucking show on this 2 years ago. The parts per million that in your cereal that you feed your kid, in your infamil, in the milk that the milk that you give your baby, is way too high in my opinion. They allot so much lead. There is no amount of lead that could be consumable. There is no amount of mercury that is consumable. You cannot have it. It causes problems. My kid's autistic. She was not born that way. It was environmental. A lot of it is. I was vaccinated. Am I autistic? I have no fucking idea, but I wouldn't doubt it. But my daughter's Asperger's autistic. She's not the kind where she's severely disabled. She's the more dangerous kind, where they have the strength of two men and almost don't know right from wrong or reality from, you know, fantasy, you know, stuff like that. You know, she'll, if she has a car, she's probably going to run it into somebody. She can't have a license, I'm sorry, until she has changed her ways, and I can trust that she's not going to hit a person for fun. Just because she don't understand, but she thinks it's funny. She likes plight of other people. We don't do that here. I'm not like that, I'm sorry. My daughter, though, she's pretty evil, man, and I don't know if she means it, and I don't know if she knows what she's doing, but that's the type of autistic my kid is. You know, she's number one, looks out for number one. So, you know, she's going to hit somebody. She can't have a license, you know. But I'm lucky as a part of she will be able to live on her own, but there's a lot of people that can't. You know, they got really jacked up by the shit. But you need to read the labels on your palate. You need to read the labels on your food. No chemicals are able to be processed in your body. You're not a fucking robot. You're made of flesh and blood. Your organs are organic. Watch out for the organic food, because organic foods a lot of the time are not organic. They just get put in that and they charge more. So be careful when you're getting your organic food, and the Amish are fucking us over too. So I want to say that as for products to brag about, I get asked all the time, how the hell am I getting rid of the extreme scars off my face from the accident? Arch Naturals Trio, live by it, learn it, live it, love it. They're amazing. Lots and lots. It takes me about 4 months to get through 3 bottles. I follow it as directed. It's the best thing I ever did. And then this guy. In the situation that I was in that I had to escape, I have chipped teeth right here. Me too, from getting hit in the face because he was trying to, I guess you could say, knock me out and I wouldn't go down. So I have chipped teeth because, you know, I have a piercing right here. I was probably grinding my teeth when he was hitting me as well. I have a hairline fracture on one of my back teeth, you know, from having my face drilled into the ground, stupid Guatemalan fuck. You know, I had the fillings that aren't silver, you know, I had the regular, you know, the where it looks like teeth. And I started getting, like, a cavity back there. This shit is by Dr. Schulz, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E-S. Now, I thought I was going to lose my back teeth because they were moving a little bit. The cracked, chipped, you know, damaged from having the, you know, being in the car accident and then getting my face pummeled by this guy because he was trying to knock me out to kidnap me and it wasn't working. He even headbutted me in the face. My nose is broken. I didn't know my nose was broken until, like, way months after. I was like fucking Owen Wilson right now. I swear to God. So I thought for a minute, I thought I was going to lose them. Like, it was inflamed, the gum. No. Gone. I floss, I brush, I don't use any fluoride whatsoever because fluoride is not something that's supposed to be in your mouth or in your body. It does not help your teeth at all to case them. This fucking shit, okay, this tooth and gum, it has habanero oil in it, white oak bark, tea tree oil, and bayberry root bark, and something called Nasia and Gustafolia root, with and peppermint, which I'm allergic to regular Ignatia, whatever it's called, but not this. This does not hurt my body. It's actually healing my teeth. My hairline cracks are going away. My teeth are not moving back there. They look healthy. My gums are pink. I thought I was going to lose this one right here. This gum was purple. This tooth was looking dead. I thought I was going to lose it. I was really getting a little bit sad because, you know, I survived a bunch of shit, but, like, I thought, you know, my teeth were not going to, because there's about probably 7 that if it got worse and continued the way it was going, I was going to lose those teeth, you know, simply because I don't knock out very easily and I'm going to fight you. So, and I fought a Guatemalan dude for my life, and he just kept on hitting me in the face and, like, holding me on the ground and shit. So I'm very lucky to be alive. I'm lucky to still have my teeth. And this shit right here, you guys, I took a fucking leap of faith, $24, and I've been using it for 3 weeks. So happy. Such a change. When I flossed my teeth, they were, like, hurt around them, you know, where the damage was. My teeth were vibrating. My gums were just shh. I was like, what do I have, fucking gingivitis or something? Nothing. Like, I brush my teeth, I floss, you know, nothing. I have no pain. I have nothing. The hairline crack is going away. So I suggest tooth and gum, original clinical formulae. It's formulae. F-O-R-M-U-L-A-E. Interesting. But it's an herbal supplement. And it really does. And, like, I do the drops in the morning, at night. My brother had root canal, and they jacked him up. And he still has pain, and he has an infection in his face. And we were at a resort, and he forgot his stuff. I gave it to him and let him put the drops on his mouth, and he was pain-free. This shit, 100%. Definitely, I should have been reading my labels like we do our food. I've been really lax, like going to Walmart, picking just like, I need, you know, I need stuff. Just kind of not really being proactive. I now have to go get a CT scan. My mom's going to get one too because she's been having issues, and she's an older lady. She shouldn't be having no pain in her ovaries. And this is what it does. It causes ovarian cancer. It causes all kinds of shit, cysts on your ovaries, tumors in the body, liver and kidney problems, extreme migraine, degenerative eye disease, all kinds of endocrine problems that will cause delayed, what is it called, puberty in girls, earlier problems that wouldn't have occurred until old age. you know, if you've got markers for disease, it's going to cause that. So I definitely can't stress this enough. And I just hope to God, because I'm going to get my daughter checked out too, because what if she has something? What if she got mesothelioma from this bullshit? Then I need to make sure she gets the care. And, you know, it's not curable. It's inoperable once you have it. So I'm just, you know, you go in, you need tampons, you go look at your pads and tampons, and now you have 15, 16 different choices of just brands without chemicals. Why the fuck would you put bleach or formaldehyde, which is in your dyes for your hair and all kinds of shit, in your lotion? Dude, it is not even a company or anyone else that puts this shit on the shelves for you to buy. But now you want to give me a choice and charge more because you decided, okay, well, chemicals are bad going up the vagina. You know, it causes cancer. Let's give them another product while keeping this one on the shelves. So if you can't afford that extra $3 for that tampon box because that's all that's in your budget, you're fucked, right? So learn from my mistake, ladies, gents, of all types of people, humans who do makeup artistry. You're putting it on your clients. You're putting it on yourself. You're letting your kids dabble in it. We definitely need to be more safer with everything. Oh, by the way, net neutrality allowed everyone to know who, where, and what you're doing. If you pop your name into Google, they're going to know everything about you, where you were born, where you first lived in your first house that you didn't even know that you lived at. Seriously, not a joke. You can find your house, how much you paid, how much equity is in it, everyone who lives in it, the owner of the house, you can get their soul. This ain't a fucking joke. We need to be more careful in trusting these companies and people and devices, phones, watches, emails, all of it, because our information is now free information. And if I can see it, so can every criminal. And that's why they did it. So that's the tea, everybody. I've got more shit I got to do. My kid's about to be home off the bus. I've got to do some digging on whose fucking palette this is. I will put some photos up of the things that I demonstrated for those of you who are listening to the show and not watching on YouNow. Thank you for whoever in China who listened in the past couple of days. We've got 36 or 37 countries now. Pretty cool. I hope that... God, I'm tired. I'm tired. I hope that this episode finds you in good health and also gives you some good advice. Don't make my mistakes and the people before us. And do get to that documentary on Amazon. Look it up on the internet. I'm sure it's on YouTube. Everybody needs to know about this. Read your fucking ingredients. Don't just throw the product in the fucking cart. Because generally, just like every company you deal with online, there is no contingency plan of if you get hurt. There is no contingency if your identity gets figured out. There's no plan for your privacy, security, or health by the people you feed your money to. If you make hourly wage, you worked a certain amount of hours to afford the lipstick in my hand. Put it that way. So that means I worked a certain amount of hours to pay for this Revlon lipstick that possibly will cause me cancer. And tell me it's my fault. I hope everyone has a great day. Make good choices. Be careful out there. Read your motherfucking labels. Get your fucking shot. Get your goddamn booster. I need to get mine. I know my mom probably heard me say that. I got to go get mine. I've been super busy and also, bitch, I forget. I'm also in my house. So, yeah. But my new job requires me to be around old people a lot. So I will be getting my booster. I have no choice. And if my daughter has a booster available, I have to get hers. wear your mask, wash your hands, Black Lives Matter, fuck Donald Trump and the GOP, and I'll probably be back on later to see if we can do a radio show for Tarot. People have been looking for me, and I have been MIA only because I am dealing with a lot of cases right now, and I'm working on wrapping up this three, you can call it a three-part case, really. So I'm diligently working on shit, but that's why I came on here, so, because I just found this shit out, and I need to tell everyone. I'll see y'all later. Bye!